Here to discuss the situation with me is Unite Regional Industrial Officer George Brash. Good morning, George. Morning, George.
Good morning.
George, this strike, is it going to go ahead, or is there any chance it may be averted at the last minute?
Well, just yesterday, we got communication from Swissport requesting a meeting. That meeting is scheduled to take place at 10 o'clock this morning. So we are going to enter into that meeting with a positive attitude to try and resolve the issues.
You say, George, it's a last-ditch invitation, which makes me think there were opportunities before to try and iron this out, which either haven't worked or there's been no interest in speaking.
Well, basically, there has been no interest in speaking in terms of Swissport. They have had several weeks, in fact, they've had months to come to the table and try and resolve these issues. They knew that this was a potential outcome, and basically they haven't bothered to engage with us at all, despite us repeatedly requesting engagement with them.
So what is the problem? What's at the kernel of this?
Well, it's basically about the concerns raised by the workforce. The catalyst being the dismissal of their trade union representatives. But again, that was just the catalyst. It's about workers' rights, and it's about the defending the right to collective organisation and active membership of a trade union. That's what it's about. Tony Mann, the shop steward, was the catalyst for this. But again, the workers have basically said enough is enough, and they want their concerns listened to.
And has there been an uneasy situation at Belfast City Airport for a while, would you say?
Yeah, it's been ongoing for a while. And again, it's culminated in, obviously, the planned action today, again, which is unfortunate. But the only people to blame are Swissport and the failure to engage with us over the past months to try and resolve all and outstanding issues, which is what we're going to go into today and try and resolve.
The sort of language that's being thrown around hasn't exactly been conciliatory, George. Are you hopeful that this morning's meeting could have a positive outcome?
Well, as I said before, we're entering this meeting in a positive manner. Again, any language that's been used has been in response to the hostility and intimidation used by management to our members in the workplace, and including threats to lock them out and not pay them if they return to work after the two-hour stoppage. So it's in retaliation in terms of the comments that Swissport management have come out to our members.
So this action today is scheduled to start at 2:15. It lasts for 2 hours.
Yes.
And is there a concern that after that the staff will be locked out, or do you think that's just a bluff?
No, they have made it quite clear. They have confirmed it in writing that any staff that participate in the unlawful action, when they return to work at 4:15, they will be sent home. Or any work they participate in will be voluntary and they will not be paid for it.
And what's the feeling amongst the workforce about this?
Well, that's only galvanised the workforce. Again, they've also threatened, because of this financial hardship over Christmas, because this is their last pay before the Christmas pay, so it's only galvanised the workforce in terms of what they believe is an anti-union stance by Swissport.
Well, there has to be a worry then that late afternoon today at Belfast City Airport there could be some delays and disruption. Does that seem inevitable?
Well, I mean, disruption is inevitable and it's unfortunate. But again, it's due to the anti-union actions by Swissport and their failure to engage with us prior to this.
So 10 o'clock is the key time this morning. That's when the meeting takes place. When do you think it's likely that we will know whether this strike is going ahead or not?
Well, again, as I've stated, we will go into this meeting in a positive manner. But unless management demonstrates a genuine willingness to provide redress for our concerns, the strike action that we've agreed with the workforce will proceed.
Now, we're talking local management here rather than their HQ, are we?
Yeah, it's local management.
Right. So the reality is that there is the possibility that it could be sorted out if the will is there.
Absolutely. Again, the dispute's entirely avoidable, but again, it's a result of a high-handed arrogance of Swissport management and the threats to prevent workers returning their shifts that this has sort of came about, and the failure to engage up until this last minute.
Well, George, we'll be keeping a close eye on it here at U105. No doubt it will feature in our news bulletins throughout the day. But ahead of the meeting, thanks for taking the time to come on and speak to us this morning. Good morning to you, George.
Good morning. Thank you.
Bye.